Marcy Bende.
Here.
Nicholas Brennan. Jonathan Butcher.
Here.
Erica Crawley.
Present.
Zora DeRam. Eve DeRosa.
Here.
Deborah Dinner. Ellen Gaynor.
Here.
Andy Garcia Ortiz.
Here.
Andrea Henlon Mott.
Here.
Ocean Karim. Ava Lagressa.
Here.
Nicholas Maggard.
Here.
Salman Matan.
Here.
Shriramulu Moda Dugula. We're here. Okay. Stephanie Rizzo.
Here.
Christian Tarala. Wendy Treat.
Here.
And Adam Vinson. I have 13.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on to the land acknowledgement. So we acknowledge the land on which Cornell University operates. For thousands of years, it has been the traditional land of the Cayuga Nation, members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Today, this meeting place is still home to the Cayuga and Indigenous people from across Turtle Island, and we are grateful to have the opportunity to work on this land. With that being said, we're moving on to call for late additions to the agenda. Are there any late additions to the agenda? No? Okay. Wow, this meeting's moving fast already. All right. So we're going to move on to approving the minutes from May 17th. Everyone, please just take a look at the minutes. If you're in the room, they're attached to the agenda. And if you're online, they should be in the box. If no one sees any outstanding issues with the minutes from May 7th, 2024, I'm going to call for an approval of the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes for May 7th.
Second.
All right, the minutes have been approved. Again, moving past, moving on to the business of the day. So we're going to start with a welcome for me. I just want to say good afternoon. While some of us may be weeks into the semester or are continuing to operate, I'd be remiss not to say welcome back. So welcome back, everyone. If you don't know who I am, my name is Ava. It's an honor to serve as the chair of the University Assembly today. This body here is dedicated to representing diverse voices in our community, and we will be continuing to play a critical role in addressing issues that impact a substantial portion of our campus. As we embark on this new year, I encourage all of us to remain engaged, proactive in our efforts to create a vibrant, inclusive, and equitable campus environment. And let me be the first to thank you for sharing your time and dedication to this assembly. Know that your efforts here do not and will not go unnoticed. And with that being said, I'll keep it short and sweet. I look forward to the important work that we're going to accomplish together this year. So thank you. Next is the appointment of UA members to committee chairs. So we have the executive committee, yes, which has already been filled. We're going to move on to the Campus Codes Committee. So we have the liaison appointments on the back as well. And they should be in the box. So the ones that are here right now, the ones that are not highlighted, are the ones that are available. And we do need to fill these committees. So if you want to take a look and you see any of these committees are interesting to you.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the ones highlighted are the ones that are available. My apologies.
And we would like to get someone who would like to be the lead for these committees first, so that we can get started on meeting on these committees. So I'm hopeful if anyone would like to serve and be the chair of the committee, schedule, contact anyone who's interested. I'm sure the Office of Assembly will help us gather who wants to be on the committee and then discuss meeting times.
So for, with that being said, yeah, for Campus Codes Committee, I'm gonna call for any nominations for the chair of Campus Codes Committee. Anyone? Okay. Now I'll open it up for University Assembly Representative. I'm calling for nominations to University Assembly Representative for the Campus Codes Committee.
It is I want to say required to be on a committee if you're on the University Assembly, at least one committee. Possibly two if you have it in your ability. Campus Codes may not be as exciting as the others, but we have to start somewhere. So I'm hoping somebody would like to be on it, and perhaps even be interim chair until someone else, maybe if we have a bigger meeting in the future.
I can be on it. I prefer not to chair.
Okay.
I'll be on it.
Thank you. Jessica, do we have to vote if no?
There are just appointments. If you've got three spaces and you have two.
Okay.
You can ask if anyone's opposed, or you can just say thank you.
I'm going to say thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to the Campus Welfare Committee. Again, these positions are in the back of the booklet for today. They're also in the box. We have three positions, and we need a chair to be elected. So I'm going to open it up right now for nominations to Campus Welfare Committee chair. Would anyone like to nominate themselves or another person for this position? Okay. See some chats.
So Ellen's just saying since she's new, she's hoping to get a fuller understanding of activities before signing on, but she can serve on the committee if needed. I think it might be, would it be helpful if I read the committee charges?
That would be
awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe starting with the campus codes?
Yeah, so let's back up to campus codes. Just in case you weren't sure what it was, let me just find it here. Each committee does have 11 members, three appointed by and from the University Assembly, three appointed by each constituent assembly from its voting membership, and three appointed by each constituent assembly from its constituency. So, right now, we're filling the ones from the voting membership of the assembly. And here we go, charges of standing committees. Campus Codes Committee. By delegation from the assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to student code of conduct and solicitation of applications from interested faculty, students, and staff for service on the university hearing and review boards, as specified in Section 2C of the Cornell Student Code of Conduct Procedures, and issues involving academic freedom and freedom of speech for all members of the Cornell University community, including faculty, students, and staff on the Ithaca campus and those located outside the United States. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as it deems appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for its consideration before they can be advanced by the assembly. So that was campus code. We have one more spot for an assembly member on there if anyone's interested.
I could hang out on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I just started, so I'm...
Yep.
I think this committee, in particular, in the next few months might be important, and there might be, with everything going on campus, Not that all of the committees aren't important, but this one might have a little bit more to come than in previous years.
Okay, so Campus Welfare Committee. By delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to diversity and inclusion, family support, health services, and any other topic deemed relevant to campus welfare by the Executive Board. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as it deems appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for its consideration before they can be advanced by the Assembly or advanced to the Assembly for a vote and for debate. Who's interested in serving on Campus Welfare Committee, but not in a position to chair?
Zora has expressed interest in this committee, so I nominate her.
Okay, great. As chair?
Just as a member.
Yeah, said chair.
Right? If you're not here.
Let's go. What's Andrea's last name?
Hanmont.
Andrea Han. Oh, yeah.
Andrea expression. And Zora's last name?
Nicholas.
Dehran. It's Dehran.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. We do have one more position open for Campus Welfare Committee in addition to chair.
It could be the chair.
Yeah, right. Could be both. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyone would like to be the chair? You do have a few people not here, and I believe Ocean served as chair last year.
Okay.
Of that committee. I know he's got a full plate. So.
I'll put a little asterisk, so I'll say, talk to Ocean. All right, with that being said, I'm not going to do the whole gavel and voting. So approved, we can move on. Moving on from the Campus Welfare Committee, we have the Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment.
And do you want to read? Think the old, so we have a new website, if you haven't noticed, and everything moved over, but some things didn't. So I don't think the new version of the bylaws is here. So let me go to box. I think that's the old version with the old assembly or that old committee name. I'm sorry. Here.
Willing to serve on that one, but not chair it.
Thank you.
Adam Benson has offered to chair.
Oh, Adam Benson. That's awesome. Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment. By delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review and approve any proposed motion related to environmental impact and sustainability, information technology, transportation and commuter policies, and any other topic deemed relevant to campus infrastructure by the Executive Board. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as it deems appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for its consideration before they can be advanced to the Assembly for a vote and for debate.
Are there any other nominations for this position?
You left it?
Okay. All right. So technically for this, if Adam is the chair, does Adam also count as a representative?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all positions for this are filled.
Yes, I missed your third one.
Adam, Saram, and who?
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. Oh, yes. So now we're going to move on to the University Assembly liaison nominations. Also in the attachment, right underneath the Campus Committee on Infrastructure, you'll see the highlighted University Assembly liaison.
nominated and approved by the UA. Is there a position description for me?
Yep.
Okay.
So Campus Planning Committee, is that your next one?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple associated committees of the University Assembly. These are based out of other offices, but they work closely with the UA. So Campus Planning Committee supports comprehensive and clear planning processes across campus in stewardship of the physical plans at Cornell and Ithaca. The committee's charge is to review and make recommendations to the president regarding physical planning for the Ithaca campus, including master planning, land use and physical development, landscape and environmental planning and design, transportation planning, circulation and parking, infrastructure, new construction and renovations as they relate to the overall planning and character of the Ithaca campus. Among campus issues that the CPC shall review and advocate on behalf of our university and enabling projects as identified in the Cornell Master Plan and other strategic planning opportunities. Furthermore, the CPC shall review in consultation with and with the consultation of the appropriate committees of the University Assembly all plans for alterations of or additions to roads and parking lots on the Ithaca campus and all sustainability matters related to land and campus development. CPC shall seek advice and comments from non-members, including Cornell and non-Cornell affiliates, while discussing a specific issue or design. The CPC strives to enhance communication, social inclusion, and accountability regarding physical planning and development of the Ithaca campus. There's a lot more about the composition, but the UA has one member, and then the constituency bodies also have representatives.
Do we know how often they meet?
I forgot to check with the chair this year. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
But I do know the university assembly liaison needs to be appointed because the one from last year is no longer on the UA.
Oh,
it looks like Ellen and Andrea are both interested. And so is Stephanie.
And Stephanie, I think.
Yes. And
you
Stephanie.
Have more than you need.
You have to hold a vote.
Yeah, we will have to hold a vote.
Okay.
I can do something else. It's fine. It's hard to keep track of things as we're, you know,
there are
posting and speaking.
Wendy's hand is up too.
Yeah, I need for clarification because Andrea said she's been on the CPC and would like to continue. But Jessica, you had just said that our university liaison position is now vacant because the individual that was in it is no longer on the UA. So can we just clarify that?
Yes, I believe Andrea was an employee representative.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
So we still have two nominations for this, which means that we are going to hold a vote. Let's do speeches. And should we do like closed, like leave the Zoom, come back into the Zoom, or?
We can do that. I would also suggest,
I don't think we need executive session because I think everybody's on, but do you want the voting and the speeches on recorded or do you want them not? If not, I would go to executive session.
I think we should go to executive
session. Okay. So let's pause the recording. There's no one to kick out, so everybody just stay put.
Sexual harassment, domestic violence, stalking, and related misconduct listed below is the current vacancy, which is what we're looking for right now, University Assembly Liaison. Do we have any nominations for this role?
Ellen's happy to serve on that or health benefits, but I would say you need to bring us back from executive session.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Please bring us back.
Excellent. Okay.
Back to Ellen.
Okay. We are back.
Okay.
I have to say it again.
Do we need to say it again?
Yeah. No?
Okay. All you did was
read the description.
Okay, so nominations for this role. Alan is nominating himself for the role. Any other nominations for the role? All right. Congratulations, Alan. You are now in that role. Approved. There are no.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have next the Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee, University Assembly Liaison.
I can read these if you want to.
Okay.
Do a little break.
Thank you.
Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee, we liaison. Committee members are responsible for making recommendations on the criteria for Cornell's policy requiring all students to have adequate health insurance, annually reviewing and evaluating the student health plan options, coverage, and costs, obtaining community input from and disseminating information to Student Assembly, Graduate Professional Student Assembly, University Assembly, Cornell Health, Weill Cornell Medicine, Cornell Tech, and other university offices and community health providers, and addressing operational issues, e.g. policy notification and billing dates, waiver options and deadlines, et cetera.
Once again, the nominations are open for this position.
I see Wendy's hand is
up. I was gonna say, I'd like to self-nominate. This is near and dear to my heart because I have non-degree students that come from Ross University and St. George's University, and I have to constantly get in touch with Cornell Health and Student Benefits to see what the rate is and stuff. So if I could be on this committee, that would be stellar.
All right, well, the position is filled. Thank you. Moving on to our last three University Assembly Liaison positions. Let's just start with, under the Sustainable Cornell Council, this is the last page, the Liaison to Carbon Neutral Campus Steering Committee. Is there a description on
them? I can read from their webpage.
Okay.
So the Carbon Neutral Campus Steering Committee, their goal is to advance campus carbon neutrality through implementation of the Climate Action Plan. And they are involved with the Green Hydrogen Working Group, Land-Based Carbon Sinks Working Group, Low Carbon Business Travel and Air Travel Carbon Offsets. And they supported and living laboratory projects such as Earth Source Heat, 100% renewable electricity, and the Big Red Energy Transition.
Okay. Again, nominations are...
Nominate Adam Benson. He's expressed interest to me in any of these that people have other people involved.
Thank you. Any other nominations for this role? Okay, approved. University Assembly Liaison to the Education and Engagement Steering Committee, voting member from the UA. So we're going to open, Eric's going to read the description. We'll open up nominations.
You said education and engagement?
Yeah? Education and engagement.
Working priority is to cultivate literacy and the culture of sustainability responsibility. It catalyzes participation across the campus community. Involves incoming student climate literacy, to advance climate change and sustainability knowledge and skill sets for all students. Campus as a living laboratory to develop a plan to empower, connect, and build capacity among Cornell students, faculty, and staff to advance sustainability priorities on campus. And campus events to facilitate adoption of sustainable practices across all campus events. Employee education and engagement to assess employee knowledge and attitudes on sustainability and climate change. And curriculum to advance climate change and sustainability literacy in the Cornell curriculum.
I'm going to open up nominations for the position, University Assembly Liaison to the Education and Engagement Steering Committee. Okay. Erica, any other nominations? approved. Okay, last but not least, University Assembly Liaison to the Campus Operations Steering Committee.
Priority is to advance initiatives for a model sustainable campus that support climate resilience and human and planetary health through purchasing and inventory optimization to improve procurement, to reduce redundancy and waste, dining operations food waste reduction to evaluate opportunities for food and other waste minimization, EV transition and infrastructure to determine the appropriate charging infrastructure to accommodate on-campus demand, and to reduce impacts from deliveries and packaging to campus residents by partnering with housing, residential life, and student service centers to educate residential community about recycling opportunities, use of better signage, and better shipping methods.
Opening up nominations for this
commission. You can do two. Oh, you can this one.
Okay.
Thank you. Sora.
Okay. We have one nomination. Any other nominations for this committee or for this position? Okay. With that being said, approved all of these positions. Just a reminder, everyone who's serving on the UA does need to be a part of a committee. So if there any of these sounded interesting to you, or you feel like you didn't get enough gist of what was going on, or you felt like you didn't get a gist, but some of these may sound interesting to you, just come up either after or at the next UA meeting. We'll be holding, nominations again if the positions aren't filled, but still, you need to serve on a committee, so keep your committee in mind.
Yes.
Is it only the campus codes that need someone?
I believe, yes, campus welfare committee still has a seat open on it. And they both need a chair position on campus committee on infrastructure.
I think we also need a leader, ready chair for the campus codes.
If there's no objection, I'll chair campus codes.
You're not fast.
Thank you. So, any objections? Yes, if you do want to, if any of these committees sound interesting to you, if you do need to serve on one, so please think about which one you want to serve on. With that being said, we can move on to our assembly reports.
Wendy's hand is
okay. Sorry,
quick question. The campus codes, is there still any openings on that committee or no? I know someone just said that they would chair it, but I didn't know if there's other two seats were still available or not.
No, those are full.
They're full. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. I think they're all filled.
Yes.
Yeah. If Nicholas is the chair and also filled a position.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, they're all. We can move on to assembly reports. Let's start with the student assembly.
I don't have anything to report.
Okay. Student assembly.
There you go.
That's fine. Should I give the GPS?
I don't know. Salman, were you at the last GPS, the first GPSA meeting?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're the only one.
If you want to, or you can just say the one is here.
I mean, I'll give a little bit of a rundown of what happened. Basically, we did the same thing that we did here. We filled pretty much every position that we could. We tried to fill the committees as well. There was a lot of people at it, like a lot of people.
Like 70.
70?
I think so.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there and online as well. So I think we were successful in getting all the positions filled that we needed to. I think it was like a handful of positions that we didn't get just because there was no person there who was like in the specific field. But the committees, I think, because of how many people were there, the committees are pretty much filling up, which is great. And there was nothing really outstanding. There was no crazy thing that happened. So there's that. And yeah, okay, employee assembly.
Hello, everybody. The employee assembly meets tomorrow for our first meeting. We did have a retreat where we were able to fill some liaison appointments, but we need to finish doing that in our next meeting.
Okay. Faculty Senate.
Hello. So the Faculty Senate will meet for the first time in the semester on September 11th. Nothing to report yet.
Thank you. Move on then to liaison reports.
I think you just filled your liaison.
Yeah, so. So, no reports. Okay. All right, late additions to the agenda. Are there any late additions to the agenda?
I have a query. So, has anyone spoken to you about the expressive activity?
So, I'm on the committee that's looking at it. I, in my position, no one has spoken to me about it.
Yeah.
But I've spoken to Ocean, but not as the UA chair, just as.
I'm wondering what our role mm-hmm. on this will be, because a few of us are on that committee, but no one's really talked about how extensive the UA will be incorporated into the new policy. And last year, most of the conversation happened here for shared governance. And so I'm surprised how we really haven't been engaged yet. So I didn't know if maybe people have been speaking to you as chair.
Yes.
So there is a assemblies. I think part of the reason is the terms.
Is the breakfast?
Well, the breakfast is coming up, but also terms are just starting. So I don't think there's been a lot of communication with anyone yet. But the chair of the Camp Committee for Campus Expressive Activities activity is Colleen Berry, and she is coming to the breakfast this week to talk about the committee and the timeline, and there will be more information at that.
Yeah.
So hopefully the assembly's leadership is able to attend and what she has to say.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. She hasn't reached out to say, I know she plans to come to a meeting, but she hasn't reached out to say which meeting she'll be coming to and or even how many, which is mm-hmm. one.
Yeah. Just also on a personal level, but like I'm an MPA student in the work school, and like her and I have conversed, but as like mm-hmm. a student in the work school, but again, just not as university assembly chair. So, but when I do get contacted on that, I'm sharing that information.
There have been listening sessions throughout the campus. I don't know if anybody has been able to attend them, but throughout different colleges. Now there's one at the Vet College, and there were a few at ours. I think there's one tomorrow at Arts, Architecture, and Planning. And there's, I thought there's been like 10 or 12 around.
I did also send to Andy Garcia Ortiz in the next GPSA communique for those who are graduate and professional students, there will be a link to feedback, to providing feedback. So if you want to take a look at that in the next communique, it will be there.
Just had a quick question. Are these listening sessions being sent to folks outside, like employees outside of the colleges? Because I, as a person who doesn't work in a college as faculty or non-faculty, haven't received it.
I know that just speaking for the Vet College, it was just for the Vet College. It was normally the listening sessions have been for staff and faculty, but actually the Vet College opened it up to students as well. It was a very low turnout. There were six of them. It was still an hour conversation, but and it was a lively conversation. But yeah.
That's a very important constituent that hasn't been tapped because we've been going through colleges. but it seems like yes.
The website is open for comments, and I know that's been pretty active as well for comments and thoughts.
Follow-up question. Has the website also been sent to folks who are non-faculty? Because I don't recall seeing that either.
The Cornell Chronicle.
The Chronicle went out for it? Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Or the Daily Sun, one or the other. The Chronicle. And that has the link for feedback. Is there any other late additions to the agenda? Or any follow-up questions to... I'm happy to answer about the expressive activities policy committee. Okay. All right, we can move on to open discussion. Wait, that kind of was discussion.
This is like the official open.
Yeah. Okay, official open discussion. Any discussions? We'll give it a second. Well, final stage, we move to adjournment, everyone. All right. Wendy?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Okay.
All right. This meeting is adjourned.